سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim. And every day during the time of the five first salah, Fajr, Zohr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, males come to the masjid to read our Salatul Jama'ah. It will be a means of us drawing closer to the mercy of Allah, a means of our sins being forgiven. And we hope in Allah Ta'ala to give us a respectable death on Iman. Life in this world is short, nobody lives forever. And every day we get funeral messages, funeral notices, some of our family, friends passing away. And one day our name will also come on the funeral notice that so and so have passed away. May Allah grant us a respectable death on Iman. May Allah give us death on a Friday while doing some good action that is beloved to Allah, beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and reciting the kalima shahada on our lips. And the angels of mercy come with the clothing and kafan from Jannah to Firdaus to welcome us. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. We hope of the mercy of Allah. I've recited two ayahs from Para 5 Surah Nisa, verse number 114 and verse number 115. Every ayat of the Quran is extremely important. We have to bring Iman in it. From Surah Fatiha, Tulqul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. And Allah give my ustads the highest rank in Jannah. Whatever little knowledge I'm sharing with you all, it's of the effort, sacrifice and the du'as of my ustads that I've studied in different institutes. Even those apas that taught us in the afternoon maktab madrasa, or those ulama that taught us the basic Arabic alphabets. If you don't go to the first step, you won't be able to go to the next step. So may Allah grant our parents and ustads the best of rewards, and those that have passed away, Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. We as humans, what we read, what we speak, what we listen, it comes to our heart and mind. And today through the social media and technology advancements, we are getting information from different cities and countries of the world within minutes. And sometimes it's some good news, sometimes it's some bad news. We Muslims, our Iman is all conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and taqdeer, good and bad, is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and those oppressive rulers that are making our Muslim brothers and sisters shaheed and causing harm to them. Our shuhada enjoying themselves in Jannah, paradise. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhu, the incident of Karbala is quite famous. And Hazrat Hassan and Hussain radiallahu anhu, they were the leaders of the youth in Jannah. May Allah also assist the oppressed Muslims locally, globally, and protect us from robbers and thieves. Allah Ta'ala protect our iman and everything. Now, sometimes we want to wonder why there's disunity amongst Muslims. Well, non-Muslims, if they don't agree with that, it's understood. They don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in the last Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't believe in the Quran as being the final book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is clear cut like day and night. You're a Muslim or you're not a Muslim. Allah has prepared Jannah, paradise for the Muslims. And you don't have iman, you're going to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Now, these two verses I've recited, I make a lot of dua to Allah to put a topic in my heart. Today, people are speaking about unity amongst Muslims. But we're not focusing on the reasons why disunity comes. If we obey the commands of Allah, follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah, we'll all be united, inshallah. And today people have disputes, misunderstandings, different types of disputes, sometimes in a micro level, sometimes in a macro level. Somebody having a marital dispute is just between a couple and maybe just two families. Sometimes you have some financial disputes regarding inheritance or business partners or whatever. But sometimes a Muslim community having some misunderstanding and disputes, whatever. Now, how we try to handle the disputes? First of all, have sincere and love and respect for our ulama-i-kiram, the imams of our masjids. Our ulama-i-kiram studied 6-7 years in a reputable Darul Uloom. And their appearance according to the sunnah, and especially those ulama that 6-7 hours of the day in the hifz class, in the darul, teaching different kitabs, hadith, fiqh, etc. We need to have sincere love and respect. Now, if it's a marital dispute regarding the laws of divorce, we follow the four mazhabs, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi, and Hanbali. And our ulama, according to the four mazhab, give us a verdict regarding divorce. And the laws of inheritance also, it is in the Quran. We have to implement it accordingly. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Muslims get together for various reasons. Sometimes they get together to play sports, get together to do business, or get together for a wedding or for some other social gatherings, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran, ayat number 114, which types of meeting and which types of gathering is beneficial for the Muslims? لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. There is no good in most of the secret consultations and gatherings except in him who enjoins, encourages people to give charity, speaks a good word of advice, or reconciliation between people, trying to unite people. Now, if we get together, one is encourage people to give money to the local masjid, madrasa. We need to pay for the electricity, water, the salaries for the imams, for the muazzins, for the general maintenance of the masjid. Maybe the wuzu khana need a revamp, or the carpets of the masjid gone very old. We meet to give encouragement to people to donate towards these causes. There are many widows, orphans, and especially in war-torn countries where our Muslim brothers and sisters are being displaced, and overnight their house is taken away, their business is taken away, and they are living in refugee camps. And there are many Muslim organizations who are supervised by our respected ulama-i-kiram, are collecting lillah, zakah, sadqah, charities to assist our brothers and sisters that are displaced or going through some serious problems. May Allah make it easier. The second is, you need to give some good advice. We meet to remind one another, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. For very reminder is beneficial for the believers. To remind one another that when you get have a problem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Seek the help of Allah through patience and through salah. And read istighfar, make tawbah from our sins. زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We see the turmoil in the world. Sometimes it's because of our own sins and disobedience of Allah. Salah is important every day, 5 times a day. How we come for Jummah must come for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha also. Similarly, the virtues of reciting the Quran. We hear one hadith on reciting the Quran. We get encouraged to recite the Quran. The virtues of making our children Hufaz and Ulama, the parent of the Hafiz, who will make to wear a crown that is brighter than the sun on the day of Qiyamah. And in general, giving advice, the Ulama in the academic level, and those that are not Ulama in the simple words, they try to explain. And O Islahin Bain and Nas, trying to create unity and love amongst people, maybe a marital dispute, you're trying to get people together, or some financial dispute, you have to get them together, or the musallis in a masjid have some misunderstanding, try to get them together. And to speak a white lie to unite people, you get sawab. If there's a marital dispute, you tell the wife, you know what, the husband is feeling sorry what he did, and you are right, he's admit his mistake. Meanwhile, he never say that. And then you go to the husband and say, you know what, the wife says, she's sorry for what she did and she won't do it again. Better we patch up. And he spoke a white lie and got them together. You're getting sawab for speaking lies. Similarly, some other type of dispute, say that man is seat of anger, he said certain words he's not supposed to say. But as human, we all get angry. May Allah make one another maaf and Allah will unite us. And the Quran ayat completes, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسُوفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever meets for these good reasons, to reconcile between people, give charity or give good advice, Allah will give them great, great reward. The next verse is a very serious ayat. Allah give me tawfiq of practicing first. I'm a human, head to toe full of mistakes. The advice is for me first, not for the next person. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. After the clear teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, the clear teachings of our beloved Rasulullah SAW is manifest, explained to us, and you go against the teaching of Rasulullah SAW, and again the teaching of the rightly guided ulama-i-kiram. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on the true message of the Quran and Sunnah to the sahaba-i-kiram. Has Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, Usman radiyallahu anhu, Ali radiyallahu anhu, all the great sahaba. Then they passed on to the tabi'een, those Muslims that seen the sahaba. And the tabi'een, part of the tabi'een, those that seen the tabi'een but did not see the sahaba. And we plus minus 1,445 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah SAW, Allah chose the group of the Hufaz of the Quran. Allah has chosen the ulama-i-kiram who day and night in the Darul Uloom are sacrificing and teaching Quran and Hadith. Have love and respect. Now, to read Salatul Jama'ah is a clear teaching of Rasulullah SAW. Now, during the time of COVID, there were government restrictions, we couldn't come. But now the restrictions are over, we must read Salatul Jama'ah. From the time of Sahaba, we are reading 20 rakats of Tarawih. During the Ghoral era of Rasulullah, the Sahaba were very pious. Besides reading Salah in the Masjid behind Rasulullah, at home also they should read a lot of Nafil Salah, etc. But afterwards, the Sahaba, Umar, Hazrat Usman, and them, they've seen people are getting lazy now and they're not reading Nafil at home. The 20 rakats Tarawih started. And Ramzan is a month of Ibadat. We'll spend 1 hour on the iftar table. After Tarawih, we'll spend 1 hour having a braai. But to read 20 rakats Tarawih becomes difficult for us. And to read full Quran slowly, properly, appreciate the hufaz. May Allah guide us. Similarly, there are major sins, adultery, zina, alcohol, gambling, interest. May Allah protect us. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Not go close to adultery. The functions of mixed gatherings of males and females where lustful glances will be exchanged and a door to zina and adultery can open. Music is haram. May Allah protect us. Now, those that openly do these major sins and they attract others to do those sins, then we must name and shame them and we must protect our iman. The iman of our family members and as a society as a whole. May Allah give me and all of our tawfiq of practicing. And the وَيَتَّبِي سَبِيلَ غَيْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi used to recite a lot of Quran. And certain important masail with this consensus of ulama, this ijma. He said this ayat of the Quran in para 5, ayat number 115, refers to the consensus of ulama on a certain issue like 20 rakats of Tarawih, etc. We must carry it out. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practice.